With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Authorities in Iowa still conducting search and rescue efforts after a devastating tornado with reports of several dead. Julie Walker has more.
Multiple people killed when a tornado tore through Iowa Tuesday, including a woman whose vehicle was blown off the road, according to the Adams County Sheriff. In Greenfield, the tornado flattening homes, cars, trees through tiers. Resident Valerie Warrior tells WOI-TV it's devastating.
Being from a small town, you know everybody. And I know, as you see, everybody's out helping everybody.
Governor Kim Reynolds touring the area. She already announced a disaster declaration.
It is just horrific. It's hard to describe until you can actually see it, the devastation.
I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com, California voters have decided who will serve the remainder of ousted former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's term. Correspondent Donna Warder.
In a special election Tuesday, voters chose Vince Fong, a member of the California State Assembly, who was backed by former President Donald Trump. Fong is also a McCarthy protege who had the former speaker's endorsement. Fong defeated fellow Republican and Tulare County Sheriff Mike Boudreau in the 20th Congressional District in California's Central Valley Farm Belt. The Fong victory gives Republicans 12 seats in the state delegation and boosts the party fragile edge in Congress by a single vote. I'm Donna Warder.
The trial of Senator Bob Menendez with a week-long break. Menendez and two co-defendants, New Jersey businessmen, who the government claims paid him bribes consisting of gold bars, hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash, and a car, all pleading not guilty. On Wall Street, the Dow is now down 286 points. This is SRN News. Inflation in the UK fell sharply to its lowest level in nearly 3 years in April on the back of big declines in domestic bills.
The Office for National Statistics says inflation as measured by the Consumer Price Index fell to 2.3% in April. That's down from 3.2% in March. It's the lowest level since July 2021, when the global economy was still being held back by the coronavirus pandemic.
Correspondent Jeremy House, the fall also takes inflation nearer to the Bank of England's target rate of 2%. Leaders around the Baltic Sea have reacted warily to reports that Russia could revise the borders of its territorial waters in the region. The existing coordinates approved in 1985, it was not immediately clear whether the proposed changes would shift the border or merely clarify it. More news at SRNnews.com. Former Arizona Governor Doug Ducey has become a leading advocate for more freedom in education.
11 states now have a universal school choice, but Ducey reminds the Salem Radio Network.
Arizona was the first state in the country to do this.
He says parents know what's best for their kids, and for some, that includes staying right where they are.
And I want people to know this is not an anti-public school program. We have some excellent public schools in the state of Arizona.
Ducey says school choice is most popular with lower income families whose children have been stuck in low performing schools. It's a movement that's gaining popularity.
We have a goal to get this done and to have 26 states doing this by 2026.
Bob Hagner reporting.
A grizzly bear attacked a Massachusetts hiker in Grand Teton National Park. That bear likely defending a cub at the time and won't be captured or killed by authorities. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.